Director's Special Meeting Agenda. We'll call this meeting to order. Commissioner Lopez, would you please lead us in an invocation this morning?
Yes, sir. Good morning. We come to you today, Father, and we thank you for meeting us here today. And Father, we pray for all the surroundings that are happening around us here in Trinidad, Colorado, the United States, and around the world. Send more of you. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Meet us, help us, guide us to make the decisions in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Commissioner Haas, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Can we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
I'm here. Approval of the agenda. Any changes, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, Commissioner. No changes to the agenda.
Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. New business. Item A, consideration of energy impact assistance grant application for the Fisher's Peak State Park Impact Study. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioner, before you is draft energy impact application seeking $200,000 from the Energy Impact Assistance Fund, with Los Angeles County contributing $50,000, City of Trinidad contributing $50,000, Trust for Public Lands and the Nature Conservancy District contributing $100,000 to do an impact study. The Fisher's Peak State Park may be having on our community. So I'd ask the board to approve this application, and I'll get it submitted today.
We have any questions and concerns from the board, please?
No, I have had an opportunity to read this, Mr. Dornkamp. Thank you. Pretty well written document, and the most exciting portion is where the partnership breaks down the responsibilities and the matching funds for Los Angeles County, $50,000, as you mentioned, not being redundant, but the City of Trinidad and the Trust for Public Land and Nature Conservancy. I think this is a pretty strong partnership in which initially it would have been one entity going it alone. So what a great opportunity to partner and make an impact and lead the process. So my only question I have, who would be the fiscal manager for this grant? Is it going to be the county? Are we going to be using our resources? And if so, is there any indirect cost for our director of finance?
To answer your first question, it is the county's responsibility to track the revenues and expenditures, and our finance director, Christy Coberly, will be tasked with that. She's familiar with these grants and has done an excellent job in the past. And we're not allowed to use any kind of administrative costs towards what I would call an in-kind match on these grants. So to answer your second part of your question, not that I'm aware of.
Thank you, sir. And
from a
question, perhaps, if Ms. Coberly is on the line.
Yes, they're asking me. Bye.
What type of a time commitment would this require to keep the project going, Christy?
I'm sorry, what was that, Felix?
Yeah, my question is, once the grant is awarded, how much time is that going to consume of your regular responsibilities to keep track of all the reporting, basically back to DOLA on this particular grant?
Well, it's $200,000, and it's just, isn't it just a one-time, isn't it just a survey? Is that what it is?
It is. It'll be a $400,000 grant to do an impact study on our local community.
So usually what happens is every quarter is when I usually upload everything to DOLA. So whatever expenditures or we have, I don't have an issue with it. It's not going to be that much time for me. I'm okay with it.
Thank you.
Well, having heard the clarification, are we looking for a motion, Chairman?
Unless you have any other questions or concerns, I just have a comment that I'd like to say, reiterate what Commissioner Lopez Felix said, that this is a great way to become a true partner in this, Fisher's Peak, and with the county assisting and with the other entities. So we've worked alongside them for the entire time that this has been moving forward. With the city and the Nature Conservancy and the Trust for Public Lands, and now with the state of Colorado with the state park. So we've been at the table the entire time with this. Now it's really nice to be able to be a financial contributor in this way for our new state park. If you have any other concerns, Mr. Haas, if not, we will entertain a motion at this time.
I'd like to make the motion to approve the Energy Impact Assistance Grant application for the Fisher Peak State Park Impact Study.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Well, congratulations. I reckon that's really great. Item B, consideration of Energy Impact Assistance Grant application for road improvements. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioner, this is also an application to the Energy Impact Assistance Fund Committee / DOLA for their assistance in road improvements. The roads that we're looking at improving are County Roads 20.2 and 18.3. We're asking $515,000 from the Energy Impact Assistance Fund to be matched with $500,000 of county road and bridge cash and $15,000 worth of in-kind. And we're going to be looking at placing asphalt on those two roads and portions of the segments of each of those roads. So I'd ask the board to approve this grant application and I'll get it submitted today.
Do we have any questions or concerns from the board, please?
No, I just want to, if I may, Chairman, one comment. Thank you, Mr. Dornkamp, because on the conversation we had with our regional director, DOLA representative, I think the funds are going to begin to be scarcely available. So I think we ought to take an opportunity to, while there's still a little bit of money in there, submit this grant. And it sounds that there is a little bit of a goodwill and favorability, if you will, to counties such as ours. So thank you for drafting the document, and I think it's proper and timely to submit this document.
Well, I'd like to also reiterate those sentiments and thank you for your hard work and efforts for all the grant writing you do, but I believe we have some other good news for the Energy Impact Board that has been assigned to Commissioner Haas. Commissioner Haas, would you please explain your congratulations on your appointment. Could you please explain to the public and the media what you've been appointed to?
Yeah, I'd love to. What an honor. Governor Polis had seen it fit to appoint me to this Energy Impact Assistance Committee and at the state level, and what an honor to be a part of that. And for Los Angeles County to have that up-to-date information that will be coming firsthand. I'm excited for this new venture, and we'll see how it goes. Thank you for the recognition, Chairman.
Congratulations. If there's any more questions or concerns regarding this grant application, if not, open it up for a motion, please.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve this Energy Impact Assistance Grant through DOLA for the Road and Bridge Department.
I'll second that motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item C, discussion and consideration of 2020 Colorado Counties Incorporated Legislative Committee member appointment and possible alternate. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, well, firstly, I want to thank Administrative Assistant Paula Lucero for catching this and bringing it to my attention. But CCI is requesting that we appoint one legislative committee member to their committee member organization that'll vote for Los Animas County. And within the form that they request that we fill out, one of the reasons I put on the agenda possible alternate is their form states in parentheses, if the appointed commissioner legislative committee member cannot attend, he or she may designate another commissioner from the county to attend. And I didn't know if the board wanted to have whomever the board decides to appoint to that position to make an appointment if they cannot attend the meeting, or if the board would want to go ahead and pick that alternate today also. So that's why I threw that in there. So first on the table would be whether or not, or who the board wants to appoint as the committee designee. And then secondly, if the board would like to have that designee appoint a commissioner in their absence, or if the board would want to go ahead and make that alternate member designee.
Mr. Dornkamp, is it required that we designate the alternate? And the reason I ask is if the member we appoint today is unavailable to attend, and one of the other two of us, one of us is the alternate, can't attend as well. I mean, is it imperative that we name the alternate, or can we just handle that at that time so we have representation?
You can handle it at that time as the form indicates. That the commissioner whom the board decides to appoint to that as that designee can actually appoint then. If they're going to be absent, they can actually appoint, I guess I would call it a proxy, to be in their stay. And I think it's important to have that alternate, because we sure want to make sure we have a voting opportunity when these legislative issues come up.
If I may, Mr. Chair, a point of clarification.
Yes, please.
Yes, so I had a conversation with Kristen Dunn, and given the same nature of the question that we are discussing, what I mentioned to her, exactly what you asked, Chair, is certainly we can put a designee, and on the last form, the designee, I was selected as such, and she wanted to see if I was going to continue in that role, and I mentioned to her that we would be discussing that today, and I go, possibly, yes. I said, but at the end of the day, Los Animas County is going to have somebody voting regardless, and so at this point in time, I said my recommendation would be to go in if you want to maintain my name in there pending the discussion that we're going to have tomorrow, meaning today, then that would be absolutely fine. And the designee, we can always say that on a given day that the designee is unavailable. The alternate could be either of the remaining two commissioners. That was my recommendation, and she agreed with that.
And it makes perfect sense, since you're already in that position, to continue in that position, in my opinion. And also you're a sitting board member, that won't be a conflict of interest for CCI. So unless Commissioner Haas has any other recommendations at this time, I would make the motion to appoint Commissioner Felix Lopez.
And I'd second that notion. The clarification that the chair made makes perfect sense to me. So I do second that motion.
Thank you for your confidence.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
I humbly accept that nomination. Thank you.
You're doing a good job. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
I'll make that motion. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. And again, congratulations to the steps that this board of county commissioners is moving at the state level and CCA level. We're really at the table all around, and I congratulate my fellow commissioners for Tony's appointment and also for Felix's appointment now. So everyone, thank you very much and have a great day. Phil, I'll be in shortly if you have those ready to sign sometime this morning.
I'll have them printed for you.
Thank you. I'll have a great
day. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Goodbye.